Hi, Taimaes. It's Diana from the Taiwanese Girl Podcast. I just wanted to jump on here, super unscripted. I have made no notes by pressing, record on for this short episode. But I really just wanted to jump on here and reflect on 2023. It is also the year that I started this podcast. And to be honest, I really didn't know what direction I wanted to go towards to. Even naming my podcast, I named it Taiwanese Girl Podcast because I'm a Taiwanese girl and I am such a simple human being. I don't think I can come up with something clever, so I kind of just went with the most obvious. So that was sort of how the name came about. But this is super unscripted, so I'm going to be jumping from one point to the other. So I do apologize if this podcast is a little bit all over the shop, but I just wanted to be super authentic and just really share my experience and my misses and my hits of 2023. I like to always start with the bad ones first, just like when someone's telling me, do you want to hear the good news or the bad news first? I want to hear the bad news first. So with the misses, I think that I don't really think I had too many misses in 2023. I wouldn't say that my life is perfect or, it's happy every day. No, definitely not that, to be quite honest. But I don't think the decision I made in 2023, I regretted a lot. And to be honest, I feel like that comes with the growth that I've been through prior. Like prior 2023, I've been through so many failures and so many lessons learned. And I think I've used a lot of the mistakes I made in the past applied to 2023. Wouldn't say I tread it carefully, but I think, your intuition and your sixth sense sort of plays a big role in terms of how I made my decisions throughout 2023. But I guess to move on to the hits, definitely I had quite a fair bit of hits. I went to Taiwan at the beginning of this year to visit family. I've been to Japan with my husband. We traveled for about 10 days to Tokyo and Osaka, and that was a massive hit. Went to Queenstown, did my snowboarding, and also with two of my other best friends. And so that was really, really exciting. I would say, yeah, those are the hits. Oh, and also landing a new role in my current job, which obviously giving me a lot of stability. So that was definitely a massive hit. And I just like to put out a disclaimer out there. Like, I would say my career and just my job in general in the past, it has not been this stable in my entire life or in my entire 29th year of my life. Like, my career, my job has always been quite unstable. My husband is actually the one that's always, planting his foot on the ground for us, like as a family. He's always been the one that's super stable and, planting that root. Whereas I've been trying to find where I fit and, things like that. So it's been a roller coaster, to say the least. And so for me to find that footing in 2023, I would say that is my biggest milestone for this year. So it's been a very, very exciting year ahead. I am not one to really, I wouldn't say I'm one to really, a big fan of New Year's resolution, because I don't really keep them anyway. Let's be honest. Like, I have to be very honest with myself and with you guys as well. Like, New Year's resolution really doesn't do much for me. But I definitely have a big year ahead of me. Definitely with my current work, and also my school is starting in semester one in February. So for all of you out there who doesn't know, I do work full time, but I also study part time. So Bachelor of Business and major in Business Analytics. Don't ask me why. I think business analytics just makes sense to me. It's like maths, but not really. It's like the maths that you apply to a project or to a certain situation in the business, and you analyze, and the numbers sort of gives you the answer. And I really, really like that. I enjoy the process, oddly enough. But yeah, I'll leave it at that. I just enjoy that, so that's why I'm doing it. But yeah, I still got about 2 years left. It is a bit of a long journey because, you know, sometimes life gets in the way and I don't get to study the unit that I wanted to in a certain semester, and then I'll have to push it back. I just don't know what's going to happen this year. You know, it's one of those really uncertain moments where I'm like, well, whatever floats the boat, really. Like, I think this year I am super just... like, this year I think I'm just super into just going with the flow. Making sure that my mental health is in check. Making sure that I'm looked after by myself. And, you know, I'm turning 30 this year, guys. Like, it's the year I turned 30, and I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, everybody tells me that 30 is your best year. And I don't know, I've been watching Friends lately, and do you guys know that episode where Rachel turned 30? That's literally how I feel. But yeah, it's just really surreal. I don't think it really set in yet, but my birthday is in May. And so that's only 5 months away, because I'm recording this on the 5th of January. I might post this today or tomorrow. I mean, it's already 9:30 p.m. while I'm recording this episode. But yeah, it's just one of those years where I'm like reflecting back on my 20s, right? Because I got 5 months left before I officially leave the 20s era. How crazy is that? Oh my goodness. I cannot believe I'm no longer going to be 20s. I am going to be officially entering my 30s era. I think entering 30s could be really fun. I definitely think that turning 30 is one of those, it's one of the age where I feel like I've been through enough shit in my 20s, and I've been through enough struggles and challenges in my 20s that it makes me feel so certain of myself. And look, I'll just say it, because I feel kind of embarrassed saying this, to be honest. But, you know, for example, I just remember when I was in my 20s and I first started working, if I don't blend in with my team, I always feel so ashamed that, oh, is it because I'm different, or we just don't gel, or, you know, they just don't like me. And, you know, it's so far from the fact that, I mean, I was just too much in my head. And plus, girl, no one cares. And I was thinking, I was overthinking. And, you know, another example, in my 20s, I used to care so much. When I go to like parties and things like that, I just want to talk to everybody because I want everyone to like me. I want everyone to know who I am. I just want to blend in, really. That was my main goal. I just wanted to blend in. And I would say I definitely, like, socially burnt out because I'm trying to fit in. But now, the difference is, now I'm about to enter my 30s. I just don't give a shit. Like, I go to work. If we get along, we get along. If we don't, we don't. I go to parties. If we get along, cool. If we don't, whatever. And if I meet someone that, you know, initially I felt like, oh yeah, I can like this person, and, you know, you get to know this person, but then it turns out that this person is just not your vibe, I just disconnect and I just keep a distance. Like, I really don't need that much friends. Like, you guys know Ruby and Charlene, like my two of my best friends, and honestly, that is enough. And obviously I got my other friends as well that is not in the same circle. But that to me is enough. Like, I think in my 20s, definitely you want to know everyone and everyone, literally, you just want to know everyone. But by the time you're 30, going into your 30s, you're like, nah, too much effort. Fuck that. I can't be bothered. That's literally where I am right now. I'm channeling my main character energy. Like, I have no energy to waste or spend time with the people that I don't really like or care. And that's kind of where I am at the moment. So, yeah. What else? I think this year... Oh, yeah, that's right. So, currently, my husband and I were planning to renovate our house. Renovation is honestly... is one of my biggest passions. So when we first bought our house in 2021, it's a Queenslander, but it's not anything too flashy. Let me just clarify. It's nothing flashy. It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom. That 1-bathroom, guys, let's picture this together. Imagine Shrek. And imagine his color, green tiles, Lepardo, I think it's called Lepardo. It's one of those old rubber flooring back in the day. And I remember this clearly because the Lepardo flooring in Taiwan, my grandma used to have those flooring. And it's so nostalgic, but it gotta go. So Lepardo flooring, like green painted walls. And there was this massive green tub, seal tub, and like a rusted shower head. And that was the bathroom. And I said to my husband when we first bought the house, I was like, this gotta go. We are going to paint the house internally. We are going to remove the bathroom, like demolish it. And guys, thank God for my brother because he's a chippy. Chippy means carpenter for those that are not from Australia. So he's a carpenter and he basically helped us save so much money renovating our bathroom. Like, thank goodness for that. It was a lot of work. So we basically demolished the bathroom. Like, we ripped the, I think it was like horse fiber or horse hair fiber wall. I don't know. Like, it's in a lot of the older Queenslanders. Basically, we demolished the bathroom. We redid it. But guys, the whole process, I enjoyed it so, so, so much. Like, I will share some photos on my Instagram page after I post this episode to let you guys have a look at what it was like to what it is now. Like, major, major difference. But the whole process, I really enjoyed it because we not only did our bathroom, but the bathroom took us 4 months. But everything else, we did it at the same time. So when we got the house, the window is one of those typical Queenslander window, and it got bars that is like on the, I don't know, it's kind of like prison bars, but like just one of those steel bars, like on the inside of on the inside of the window. So you technically have to open the window through the bottom of the bar. I don't know, it's really hard to explain, but just imagine window with a bar. Like, we have to remove all those bars, and basically I have to putty up all the holes where the bar used to be. So I did all that around the house along with my husband, and thank goodness for him as well because he's quite handy. He did all of our lightings in the house, and he also built our new laundry because the laundry that we got initially, it was just like a steel tub. Like, there was nothing else. So we basically went to IKEA, got the wooden panel, got the IKEA cabinet, the classic IKEA cabinet, and we basically just built it from scratch, and it's all because of him. So that was I was really thankful for that. But yeah, guys, we're doing a bit of a reno. of the house. We don't have a carport, so that's something is quite important for us because we got a few bad weather the start of this year. We got a hail, thunderstorm, and also, just dust in general. And we really just need a carport. Like, we can't be parking our car just out in blazing sun, because Queensland sun is absolutely deadly. So that's something that we need to do. We also got an architect to draw out extension towards the back, but yeah guys, it's expensive, so we need to get quotes first and we'll decide from there. But yeah, anything, like, I would say a bit of a tip when it comes to renovation: do absolutely everything you can in terms of planning and designing before you engage a builder. Like, once you engage a builder, it's really hard to mid-change your scope of work while the work is going on, and plus that's extra cost. So you want to try and make sure that you done your design, you've done everything you could, and you stick to the plan. Well, that's what my friends has told me, and they are currently in the renovation process. So yeah, anyway, so that's something exciting. In terms of trips, it really all depends on whether if we go ahead with this renovation or not, because if we do, yeah, that's not going to happen. Like, we need the money, and yeah, it's too costly for us to go on any trip. So we just got to keep working, save money, and spend the money on renovation if that's the case. But if not, we might go to, we've been wanting to go to Thailand for the longest time, and maybe at the end of this year, I really, really want to go back to Japan, but mainly to go snowboarding. But if we don't go snowboarding in Japan, I have been thinking, since I'm turning 30 this year, all I want to do really is go back to Queenstown and during snow season and just go snowboarding. That's all I want to do. I don't want any fuss. But then again, guys, I'm so indecisive. I could throw a party. Like, if I do, honestly, I need to start thinking about whether if I want to throw a party or not now, because I need to book venues, etc., etc. So, oh my god, so much effort. It makes me not want to do it, but at the same time, it would be so nice to spend it with my friends. I don't know. Yeah, I'll come to it. I'll make a decision and I'll let you guys know. You guys will know when the time comes. But yeah, otherwise, no, this year, I reckon I just want a really chill year. I just want to work hard, play hard, and eat good food. Get this renovation underway. And do some traveling and just, I don't know, I really like the mundane life. Like, I don't think I'm the type of person wanting a very glamorous, busy lifestyle. I feel like the things I wanted to achieve so far, I have achieved. And I've always been the kind of person where if I set myself a goal, or if I see myself achieving, if I set myself a goal and I'm super determined, I will go get it. For example, like, I was working in my previous job, I don't think I was earning enough money and I was really unhappy. And I was like, nope, you know what? By the time I'm 30, I want to earn more money. And so I started looking and looking and looking, and I did multiple interviews, which, by the way, if you guys would like me to kind of share some of my insight when it comes to interviewing, I am not tooting my own horn, but I have to say, I'm pretty good at interviews. Like, I get really nervous before, like, prior to an interview, but once I'm in the room, I'm ready to go. Like, I don't know what it is, but, like, I switch on, and my nervousness, my anxiety just goes out the window. Like, it's like game on. Yep, I'm interviewing for this job, and I'm getting this job. And so, yeah, if you guys would like me to share some insight on interview tips and tricks, like, let me know. Like, I would love to share a bit of that, a bit of my experiences, really. Like, obviously, I'm not a recruiter, I'm not in HR, but I can definitely share some of my experience, fair share of experiences when it comes to interviews, because they are hard, like, they are scary. I'm not gonna lie, they can be very scary, but yeah, I'm definitely the kind of person where if I set myself a goal, I go for it. So this year, I haven't really set any goals. Like, I've achieved what I wanted to achieve by the time I'm 30 thus far. However, I'm sure there will be new goals once I get into my 30s era. I just don't know yet. I mean, the biggest one I can think of is buying an investment property, building my property portfolio, and you know, that's, to me personally, that's the best way to build wealth if you know what you're doing and if you do a tons of research. I've gained a lot of my knowledge and experience because I've used to be in real estate, so that was all I look and see and talk about every day. So I have somewhat of a decent knowledge, and when it comes to property and property investment and things like that, but obviously I'm no expert, but I just know where to look and things like that. So yeah, otherwise, yeah, this year's just chill, nothing too much really. I think, yeah, I want to know what you guys are up to. I mean, like, I at the moment I only have like 29 followers, so I'm definitely not nowhere near like a big of a platform, but you know, for all of you out there who do listen to my podcast, like, I, and that's another thing, I really really want to thank you all who do listen to my podcast, because I know I'm very inconsistent and I do apologize. I really didn't mean to, but I do work full time and editing is actually, it takes me a while to edit those little short reels. Like, they are actually quite hard, but when it comes to like even audio editing, I do take times to take out the ums and buts and things like that. So I do apologize if there's a lot of ums and buts in this unscripted episode to start the new year of 2024. But I do like to know what you guys are doing, like, for 2023. Like, what are your goals? What are the topics that you guys want me to talk about? Because I can, even though my podcast have been sort of directing towards Asian cultures and things like that, but I'm not just narrowing down to Asian cultures and that kind of specific topic. Like, I posted the other day whether if you guys would like to know, like, you pick the topics, and I got 100% on real estate, you know, buying properties in your 20s. That is something I've been through and it is stressful, and I think it's definitely a great topic to talk about, because I have two really really good friends and very professional, very experienced real estate agents that I used to work with. They have immense amount of knowledge when it comes to buying properties, you know, so I can definitely get them to come on and chat about. And if you guys have any questions in terms of buying properties, like, what are the burning questions you guys want to know? Because I am planning to record soon with them. So if you guys have any burning questions when it comes to buying properties in your 20s, please, please, please leave me a message on Instagram, or even just leave a message on Spotify, or direct message me. Like, I'm more than happy to hear you guys out, and it's actually going to be such a fun topic to talk about. So, but yeah, otherwise, tell me about your 2024 goals. Oh my God, I'm still stuck on 2023. I can't believe it's 2024. It sounds so futuristic, but I felt like it's all the same. Like, it's the only difference is, like, I'm turning 30. So yeah, I mean, I guess that's the downside, but you know, I'm trying to see the positive. I'm sure it will. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure I will get over it once I do turn 30. But yeah, so otherwise, yeah, I think that's my update for 2024. Still a little bit confused. Still don't really know what I'm like, even even though I'm in my going into my 30s. Yeah, it's such a weird feeling. I don't know. There's always people out like on. Okay, I just had to get this off my chest, but I swear there's like two different types of people. There are the people where they're in their 30s and they're getting pregnant and getting properties and investing, blah, blah, blah. And then there's me. People who are turning 30 and still have no clue what they're doing, but somewhat have their life on track, but not like super adult yet. Like me thinking about having kids, yes, of course, I've thought about it. Like me and my husband, we do talk about, you know, try, give it a go, like we're not opposed to it, we're not like actively trying, but we're not actively not trying, if that makes sense. Like if it happens, it happens, if it doesn't, it doesn't. I feel like my approach to having a kid is a little bit too blasé, like this is not good, but I promise you guys, like I am an adult. I'm just an adult that doesn't want to deal with adult shit, but I still deal with it anyway. Do you guys get that feeling where you're an adult, you deal with adult shit, but you don't really want to deal with it? So you come with you go into it with an attitude of like, oh, fine, I guess I have to do this. And you do it anyway. Like, that's kind of where I am at. And come on, I feel bad even just talking about it. But if you guys can leave me a message, if you guys feel the same way, trying to make me feel better, like I will appreciate it a lot, because I feel like it's probably not just me feeling this way. So I guess here to my 30s, 2024 is my year, is what I'm telling myself. My husband just made some burger for dinner. Very sweet. Thank you. I am recording. Can you close the door, please? Thank you. So, yeah, 2024. I'm channeling my main character energy. No bad vibes. No negativity. And be kind. Well, I want to be kinder, because I wouldn't say I'm mean, but I'm a Taurus, guys. Like... I don't know. I feel like I'm a bit like, I don't know. I don't know if it's because it comes with age, but I just, yeah, I don't know. I just don't have the energy for people's, like, I just don't have the energy for unimportant shit. Like, I just don't care. I don't know, it sounds a little bit bad, but that's how I feel at the moment. But look, 2024, I want to record a lot more educational podcasts. Like, I have so many things I want to record, you know, things like, just previously, as I mentioned, buying properties in your 20s, even just like when it comes to engaging with a mortgage broker, like what types of loans, yeah, like, you know, what types of loans are out there, and what do you ask a mortgage broker when it comes to meeting them, like, you know, things like that. Like, I don't know, I feel like there's so many topics I could. Oh, and also moving out in your 20s. I've done that. I moved out at 22. You know, that was, and especially as Asian, like, my dad was not happy. So that was an experience in itself. Like, and also my friends, they also moved out, you know, maybe not in their early 20s as early as me, but they moved out, like they moved interstate. Like, that's even a bigger jump than me. I've only moved to a different suburb in Brisbane. So, you know, that's something that I really wanted to chat about as well, because that's a whole experience in itself. And, you know, there's just so much. Like, I forgot to mention another big hit for this year. Well, not another big hit for this year. Well, another highlight. Well, another exciting things I really want to share is I'm going to see Taylor Swift in February. I'm so excited. I think I'm going to film a vlog for that one. never done a vlog before, but I'm definitely interested to step into that form. Yeah, that would be really cool. So I'm going with a friend. We bought the tickets ages ago. We were, and this is probably not good influence, but we were in the office and we were like waiting to get in line because, you know, Ticketek sometimes get jammed. We were literally opening up like 28 tabs, hoping one tab will get us through, and we got through. So that was a bit of a win. That was a win. Actually, you know what? That is a hit in 2023 because we got that ticket in 2023. So yeah, that was a big hit. So very, very excited for this year. So yeah, all in all, I hope to share a lot more episode with you guys this year, and I really hope you guys can engage with me more because I, you know, really love to chat to you guys, and I know I'm not consistent, but I'm trying to be. I'm still trying to find my groove, I would say. I'm trying to find my groove. I'm trying to find what to post each day because the topics I can talk about are so, so broad that it's going to be interesting to see where my audiences are. And I know that sometimes a bit too broad is probably not a good thing, but I'm going to give it a go anyway. And plus, the only reason why I started this podcast is so I can share my experiences with like-minded people and vice versa. I just find it so much fun just talking to people, and it's kind of like free therapy, you know. Once you talk it out, it makes sense, and you process it as you elaborate how one is feeling. So that's a very powerful thing. But yeah, otherwise, I hope you guys have a really good New Year's. Mine was very, very chill. But otherwise, I will see you guys in the next episode. And I wish you guys have a really, really good 2024. And just enjoy. Yeah, just enjoy. Honestly, life is too short. Enjoy every minute. And do what makes you happy. Anyway, I'll see you guys next time. And to help me with my podcast, I really, really would like to ask you guys to download my podcast. It really helps. Give me a 5-star rating, or give me a rating, you know, if you guys like my podcast. And yeah, interact with me a bit more. Love to know you guys. So yeah, anyway, otherwise, I'll see you guys in the next one. And stay safe, stay healthy, and yeah, see ya.